OptumCare is here to talk about some of those things. Doctor, good morning. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, we've talked to other health officials throughout this time, talking about trying to, you know, the telehealth, some connections with that, and people maybe aren't dealing with it as best as they can. Let's talk a little bit about some of the things, especially those people with chronic illnesses. What are we looking for to remind them to be doing?
Yeah, well, as we all know, the coronavirus has been with us for several months, and patients with chronic illnesses, which make up a large percentage of our population, roughly 6 out of 10 in the United States, according to the Centers for Disease Control, are of a concern right now, and we want to make sure that they receive the care they need. We know that through appropriate management, a person can potentially avoid a number of the serious consequences associated with these diseases.
And of course, the longer they stay away, the more things could develop from something that might be minor to something more serious. But talk a little bit about from this Optum study that you did that relates to children, not getting them the proper care at this point.
Yeah, thank you for bringing that up. As parents around the country cancel their well child visits to avoid their concerns about the virus, there is a growing concern, as you mentioned, about the drop in rate of vaccinations. So the common vaccinations that most of you are aware of, like the measles, mumps, and rubella, known as MMR, aren't given. And it was recently found in a study which was done by Optum that these vaccination rates have fallen as much as 43% in different areas of our country in the first 4 months of this year as compared to last year. So this opens the door for growth of these viruses that we are trying to suppress with the vaccination. We've had in different parts of our country over the last few years outbreaks of measles, of whooping cough, and other diseases that for many years were suppressed because of vaccinations. And as your listeners know, without these vaccinations, these very infectious diseases can perpetuate and cause serious, even lethal consequences.
Is this happening because we are, is it out of fear of not wanting to go into a health area? Do we think that, okay, there's more serious health issues out there, mine's maybe not as important? I mean, what's the sort of the mindset of some of the people that are not taking care of themselves that way?
Well, in the eyes of parents, their love for their children, they want to protect them in every way possible. And as we hear how quickly this virus goes through our communities, they elect to stay away from most visits and places that are part of their routine. I want to make sure that all our listeners know that even in normal times, pre-COVID, medical offices take precautions to make sure that they're cleaned in certain ways and the possibility of transmission is limited. During COVID, there are many extra type of precautions that are taking place. Even in the case of children, many offices have set up drive-by vaccinations, so it's even less chance for any type of transmission and lessening of concerns.
Now, to get a vaccine, you have to be there in a facility with a healthcare professional. But let's talk about some of those other things. We've had interviews before relating to telemedicine or telehealth or some way to, I guess, stay connected and get maybe the advice you need. Talk about how that's progressing.
Yeah, one of the good points from the coronavirus spreading throughout the country is physicians and physician groups have adapted to technology in ways that they can be in contact with patients. That will not be able to work for giving an immunization to a child, but for most concerns of adults, it is a great way to stay connected, to ask questions, to have your concerns answered. And most physicians have adapted to this rapidly, and it actually, I can share with you, works beautifully. Many of my own personal patients love to have the idea that They can communicate with me. They can see me. They're comforted just getting advice and talking to me as their friend and physician. It is a way for me to make suggestions based on what they share with me during the discussion.
Could you tell me a little bit about Optum Care and how maybe your organization reacted to this situation and setting up best practices and maybe even looking ahead to see how this will affect medicine in general?
Yes, well, Optum Care is a large physician organization, the division that I'm with, and we have looked toward how we can focus on the needs of our patients and our employees during this crisis. It is a time when ingenuity and creativity has really been rampant. I'm proud of not only Optum Care, but physicians throughout the country to, during this time of adversity, to really adapt and to come up with ways that they could still provide health care, but make it as safe as possible for their patients that they see, people within the community, and naturally their own employees.
Do you see moving forward that there might be more people reached by the healthcare industry because of these new technologies, these new ways, or maybe just people's understanding that how important our health is and the things, you know, what viruses are and germs and how we can kind of keep each other healthier? Are we getting into more of a healthful mindset, do you think, or is it going to be something that after a while we're just going to be overwhelmed with and kind of go back to our old ways?
No, I think that there are definitely messages and different parts of medicine that will likely change forever. I see the delivery of healthcare more of a hybrid model so that your physician with you can decide when the right times to come in for an in-person visit. But in between, and for many individuals, that phone call or even better, a video visit with telemedicine works excellent. You know, we now have digital monitoring at home. We have great connections to follow people in the comfort of their homes, particularly our older population. It's a challenge to have to get up, to get over to the physician's office, come in, often wait, and so forth. So there's a great appreciation that this technology has been introduced, and I find it very successful, as most of my colleagues throughout the country.
Sounds good. If people want to find out more about some of the maybe your study or interests or just getting people into an idea of what needs to be done, where's a good place maybe to get some good information as well?
Well, I think for additional information, the best resource is to give your physician a call. They know who you are. They want to give you advice and help and discuss your concerns. There's also a number of respected health organizations with reliable information with which you can easily get to online, such as the Centers for Disease Control. The World Health Organization has a good website, as does your local health department. Optum has a very good website where you can get helpful tips, a list of our clinics. That's optumcare.com/backtocare. But it's very important to get out there, get as much information you can. It's easier to process, and it's easier to stay well and do the right things.
Right. I'm imagining how many germs have not made their way into us thanks to all the washing of our hands and sanitizing that we've done. So even on a other level, we're practicing good hygiene and making ourselves healthier, I hope, in the long run. Doctor, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
There you have Dr. Donald Rebhun, the practicing internist, regional medical director of Optum Care, joining us this morning.